Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Now, the e-scooter is now considered the most dangerous form of transport in Ireland. That's according to research from the Road Safety Authority. Should basic training be a requirement before taking them on the roads? Drive Time reporter John Cook went back to school this week to take part in a first-of-its-kind e-scooter training programme. And he joins us now. John, tell us more.
Yes, Sarah, the Irish School of Excellence is run by Clareman Kieran O'Brien, and they offer driver education training in over 700 secondary schools throughout Ireland, mainly to transition year and youth reach students, including theory test preparation, driving lessons and basic mechanics like checking the oil or changing a wheel. And since the introduction of e-scooter laws in Ireland 1 year ago next week, they've included those rules in the first e-scooter training programme of its kind, which I took part in at Munster's largest school. It's St. Flannan's College in Ennis in County Clare, where I met 16 and 17-year-old students who have taken part in various road safety and driver theory modules through classroom work in recent weeks, before they got to what many described as the fun part. That's getting out in the sun, Sarah, and taking e-scooters for a ride around the college grounds, along with Kieran, who runs the Irish School of Excellence. I met quality assurance trainer Annie Murphy and safety instructor Konstantin Kudryavtsev, who handed out helmets and high-vis vests first. They're not a legal requirement, but they are advised under e-scooter laws. And Konstantin advised all of the class on other parts of the legislation in detail.
First of all, age restriction for use in public. We should be at least 16 years old. Then our speed limit is 20 kilometers per hour. We cannot go faster than that. Now, we have several offenses where the fines are applied. Driving an electric scooter in a public place without reasonable consideration for other people using the place. Using an electric scooter to carry goods, you can use just a backpack, really. So no groceries should hang from the handlebar, you know what I'm saying. Using an electric scooter to carry passengers, so just one person at a time on a scooter, so no seats allowed anymore. Tires should be in roadworthy conditions, brakes, everything should work, lights, both front and rear.
Guys, have you all cycled?
Yeah.
Sometimes you get students who don't. Yes. Has anyone been on an e-scooter before?
No.
No?
You haven't been on an e-scooter before?
No.
Nervous?
No.
Has anybody?
Yeah.
So you know this, do you? This is easy.
Yeah.
We have just two buttons on a handlebar. On the right side we have acceleration. On the left side we have the brakes. So we push off and then we press the button. Let's try first simple things, couple of circles.
So it's the driver education program. We're teaching TY students primarily. So we look at the theory test, we look at modules about safety campaigns, penalty points, accidents, and obviously the e-scooters that, you know, that are legislated since last May. So they'll do about 25 minutes, you know, building confidence and then, you know, and really applying to the rules of the road that they would do outside. And then they'll do the beer goggles. So they'll do a few activities where they, you know, see what it's like to be impaired and why you wouldn't, you know, drive or go on an e-scooter with when you feel that impairment.
It sounds like lessons we could all do with, or I would have liked at school as well.
It's a lot of fun, you know. There is a very serious element, obviously, but it is a lot of fun and they do enjoy it.
So I've Conor, Oisin and Connell, and you're about to step onto the e-scooters.
This is fairly exciting. Like,
we had a trip to Germany there and a few of us went on the e-scooters, but I mean, there was no helmets or safety wear at all. And I suppose that we should have something, you know, we're kind of just hopping on them and with no safety or nothing on them. So if we fell off, like, anything could happen, really, do you know what I mean?
Do you have e-scooters at home, or is it something you might use in the future?
I wouldn't be allowed now, to be honest. I think my parents think they're too dangerous.
Well, Sheena, are you using one on the roads already?
No.
You do have one, which is just not allowed on the road, is that it?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. When will that change?
I don't know.
Maybe after today's training?
Yeah. If all goes well, like.
Uh-huh. Do you think you need training or a bit of practice?
It's up to a point, because if you have no training and you just go out on the road, you could easily hurt yourself. You're very vulnerable out there.
And do you cycle on the roads, lads?
Yeah.
Do you feel vulnerable like that?
There's a bit of vulnerability on the roundabouts, I think. You'd kind of be going verging on, you know, people would kind of push you into the side of the footpath, especially.
Yeah.
But I think drivers don't like cyclists, and I can understand that, you know what I mean?
Do you think drivers like e-scooters?
Not at all, not a chance.
No. They're harder to see, though, than cars, of course. Like.
Okay. Let's prove them wrong. Let's be safe, so.
Yeah, absolutely.
Enjoy it, lads.
Okay, so as the students, then, of St. Flannan's College take off on their e-scooters, John, what about yourself? Did you have a go?
I did, Sarah. It was my first time on an e-scooter. So Kieran from the Irish School of Excellence took me through lots of basics, like how to push off to get it going before using the accelerator button, how to stand properly on it for balance, not to take a hand off and wave to anyone or try a hand signal as I tried mistakenly. not to go on the footpath because that's against the law, and also to watch out for things like wet surfaces and manholes or drain covers that could affect your balance too. I got to take the e-scooter out on the public road outside the school as well, on what he called fast mode, so watch out. I scooted around some plastic traffic cones first of all, and yes, over some of them too, Sarah, as Kieran held my microphone and I told him that I was beginning to see the attraction of e-scooters.
Listen, it's a super mode of transport, but you need proper training on it and you need to know the rules of the road. You don't wear any earphones or anything like that because you need to hear the traffic, you need to hear the surrounds and all this other stuff around you. So it's important that you do get some form of training. So that's why we're here. That's why we're doing it in the schools, because I see the guys in the e-scooters and they've got headphones on, they're drinking a coffee. It's crazy. This is electric.
Or bringing passengers,
yes,
and shopping.
Absolutely.
And things that you say people should not be doing, obviously.
Absolutely.
And I think the law says as well.
Yeah.
Now, you tell me this is fast mode.
This is fast
mode.
Whereas
I was actually thinking I was going fast enough.
Oh, yeah, no. This is, so you're going to get to the top speed here now. So go handy. Obviously, same as a bicycle now, right? Take your foot hand off the throttle when you're going around the bend.
Okay.
And slow down, all right?
Uh-huh.
Don't be going crazy, like, okay?
Okay?
Mind yourself. First priority, safety.
Okay.
Second, safety.
Right.
And third, safety.
Okay.
All right, you can head up. So push off again, and I'll talk to you in a second, hopefully.
Wish me luck.
Good luck. Now, you take a left now, John. And you take a right. Why don't you? Guess you got a leg up, John. Yeah. And watch the traffic. Same as you would a bicycle. John has left the building. Let's hope he comes back safe and sound.
Well, you master control the bell anyway, John, by the sound of things. Nothing
it was
else.
My favourite part.
Did you make it back on the e-scooter?
Just about, Sarah. I did have a near miss with some vehicles parked in the cycle lane on the road, and I have to confess I broke the law in taking the e-scooter onto the footpath without thinking, but no pedestrians were harmed in the recording of this report, I can assure you, though a few plastic traffic cones will need to be replaced for the next training course. I did feel a bit vulnerable on the public road on the e-scooter, similar to how I feel on a bike on busy roads, if I'm honest, but I think with a bit of practice and basic care and attention to the rules of the road and other road users, I would definitely do it again. I asked some of the TY students at St. Flannan's for their views, as well as Mo Garvey of carlessons.ie. She's an approved driving instructor for motorbikes and cars, and she was taking other students through their paces on their first driving lessons, as many had to avoid me on my e-scooter. And while we do have laws around e-scooters now for a year, Mo feels tighter regulations and safety measures are needed.
I mean, I think a lot of people will go for training of their own accord, but youngsters generally, if they don't have to, they won't. That might come from the parents, that you might need to get a little bit of training before you take something that's able to travel at that speed out and interact with other vehicles, for sure. School is a really good place to start that.
And what about all the adults out in traffic? I felt quite vulnerable there myself.
Yeah. Well, I suppose we expect adults to know better, but certainly it's the youngsters, I think, that we need to look after, both in driving and also on e-scooters as well. They're the future. They need to know what's happening, and with zero experience, you know, how are they supposed to know the right actions and the right speed and when to stop and when not to stop? You know, it's a big area to be working on, but it needs to be tightened up now before it gets out of hand.
Sinead, what did you think of the e-scooter training?
Yeah, I really liked it. It was very fun.
Will you be trying one out yourself, or do you see it as a future mode of transport for you?
You never know, maybe. They can be dangerous, I suppose.
If you go too fast on them, they get in the way of cars and things like that. So, yeah, could hurt yourself.
It's just very hard to balance on them. So, like, it's good fun to go on them, but I don't think I'll be using it in the future, you know.
So do you think a bit of practice and training is a good idea?
Yeah, definitely. Before you start riding them yourself, you definitely need, like, lessons on it or something.
Rory and Graham, I'm wondering, is this the best fun class at school? These days, is it?
This is unreal, lad.
Some people were a little bit wobbly, and don't worry, there's no shame. I was the wobbliest.
Once you get practicing after the first few, you're grand, I think.
You have your helmet and your high vis. You don't have to have them by law. Would you feel safe without it?
If it was dark now, you'd probably need a high vis, but the helmet would definitely protect you if you hit your head off the ground. But I don't know, most lads be wearing them now.
Why is that?
Well, sure, it's a fair block of a helmet. Like,
fair block of a helmet might save that block of your own.
Yeah, I suppose when you think about it that way, yeah.
It's my first day at it, and I can already see why people are going to hospital with head injuries. So it is fun, but do you think there is a need for safety training or to be aware of that?
Yeah. I think you do, just to get used to being on the roads and stuff with it. Like,
you'll all be doing it again anyway. This beats the classroom.
Yeah, it's definitely, no, it's perfect weather for it as well.
Lads, thanks very much.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Indeed, thank you to those transition year students at St. Flannan's College in Ennis. Ending John Cook's report from County Clare.